This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Singer-songwriter Joan Shelley finds inspiration in the distinct places she encounters. She's from Louisville, Kentucky, and the surrounding region's rich Appalachian culture fuels her songwriting. She's also drawn to folklore around the world. Joan wrote most of her last album, Over and Even, when she was in Greece. She was captivated by the modern landscape and ancient mythology. Joan Shelley performs tomorrow night at Mothlight in Asheville. She also performs Saturday at Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh, part of the Hopscotch Music Festival. And first, she joins me to play a couple of songs on her acoustic guitar. Joan Shelley, welcome to The State of Things. Good to talk with you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about Greece and how that inspired your latest album, Over and Even.
Well, I kind of always been interested in Greek mythology and kind of studied it and kind of never threw myself into it entirely. And then I got to the place where I thought maybe I'd soak it up just by osmosis. And, you know, you get to the places where just the tourists visit the temples and the people who those stories served no longer receive them and use them the way that, you know, I kind of romanticized they did. So I tried to spark up a relationship with maybe the abandoned, imagined beings around that place.
How does that work? I mean, do you actually sort of sit and meditate, kind of sit in a place and hope to be inspired that way, or just kind of take it back to your hotel room and think about what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think places have their own animistic, you know, some charge of the place. And so just like I would write a song anywhere, just kind of sat down and let something happen and really didn't intentionally write about these things. This is all in hindsight that I'm analyzing it, but it's just what was interesting, and I can't really explain why.
I suppose the myth of Narcissus these days, if you're looking at the political scene, would be kind of an interesting combination of factors. You could bring that back and really be deeply inspired politically. But
yeah.
I won't ask you to actually go into any detail. Actually, what I'd like to ask you to do is to sing a song for us. Would you do that?
That would be better, yes.
Yeah.
I'll do one called Easy Now.
Easy now, it's almost over. The fever will run out. Now the nights are colder. See how the stars shine brighter when you're lonely. The rains came down, ran across the river. Sweet the sound and the sand familiar. From the line and came in, you were needed at my side. In the open, my heart beats loudly. But we're not broken, no, we just are free again, again. Easy now, it's almost over. To the friends who stuck around, go and hold them closer. The ones who watched you wander out on the rocks when the light of day was fading. In the open, our hearts beat loudly. We're not broken, no, we just are free again, again. Easy now.
Thank you.
singer-songwriter Joan Shelley performing the song Easy Now. Joan is going to perform tomorrow at Mothlight in Asheville and Saturday at Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh, part of the Hopscotch Music Festival. Joan, you're playing with Maiden Radio in Asheville and Raleigh, a trio that sings three-part harmonies, a lot of old-time folk influences. Is that something that got you interested in music in the first place? How are you sort of connected to that kind of music?
It was when I was learning the banjo, I'd heard some kind of the modal tuning, the mountain tuning banjo songs, and just passed around through friends. And I was learning the banjo, and I met Cheyenne Mize and Julia Purcell. And I've always been a singer, so they're also outstanding singers, and our blend happened to just work. So we started that band about 6 years ago, and it's mostly for fun. And it's kind of how I've educated myself about the Appalachian music and Kentucky music and old-time music in general. So it's been an education.
Well, you grew up in Louisville, where you and you say you've sort of educated yourself over time, clearly using that kind of music. Have you always been interested in it, and had you always had your sights on being a performer?
I wouldn't say my sights, actually. That's the last thing that came. I was just doing songwriting. And that was maybe a coping mechanism for the world and all the things that made me nervous. But I didn't really fancy myself going down that career path or anything. Mm. I mean, every sign says that that's not legitimate until you just end up with no other options. It's turned out to be, yeah.
Well, how did that happen? Because there's a lot of singer-songwriters out there who would love to have the happy accident that you did, to sort of fall into a thing that you say you hadn't had your sights on. How did you go from kind of music as therapy, if I may, to actually becoming an accomplished performer?
Well, it's not that I didn't keep doing it. I did it all the time.
Right.
And I did it. I went to school because my parents both wanted me to finish college, and I chose Athens, Georgia, and because of music. It was always like some other part of me was working very hard to get me into the place I needed to be. So I've been playing and writing songs since I was 9. Hmm. I just got better at it one day and realized I did, and then allowed myself to do it more publicly. And yeah.
Good thing.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Good thing. Well, will you publicly perform a song for us now?
I sure will. Let's see if I'm in. All right. This is Stay on My Shore. Stay on my shore and don't desert me. And if you go, the wind will blow you back to me. And if your boat is broken out on the rocks, it was an anger but a longing. We feed the birds syrup and seed, so they stay near, so we can see. With the salt and the stone,
erase the pages of our story.
Joan Shelley, the song is Stay on My Shore. Joan's going to be at Asheville's Mothlight tomorrow, and then she's going to be at Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh as part of the Hopscotch Music Festival on Saturday. So you talked about going to college in Georgia, where you joined the skydiving team. Am I right about that?
Yes, I did, much to my parents' dismay.
Well, why?
I think I wanted to bond with people.
Well, it's kind of hard to do when you're falling out of an airplane,
yeah,
isn't it? I mean,
it's actually really, really easy.
Yeah.
Throw anybody into a survival situation. Yes. I think they get along a little bit better.
That's interesting. I mean, but there was no, the chess club, I'm sure those folks get along. Skydiving, I mean, was that anything that kind of interested you at the time, where you really thought, what's the best way to get to know people? I know, skydiving.
No, I mean, I was excited about it. I saw that as an option there and met the people, and I couldn't believe that it was there. So I went for it. It just seemed like probably the coolest club on.
I'm sure.
On the,
you still do it? You still do it?
I don't know. I don't. I hit 100, and it's bad luck for me to do more than that, I think.
A 100
one
dives?
In 100 do, yeah. One in, wow, 100, you get in an accident. So I was like, I'll just stop where I'm ahead.
Go to 100. I would have stopped at 99, but I hear you. Mm. I take your point. You frequently perform with Louisville guitarist Nathan Salzberg, who works for the Alan Lomax Archive, and I'm wondering if, you know, his kind of mind in the archive of American folk culture has an influence on how you play and how you sound?
Absolutely. It's made me, he's made me a better listener. I mean, that archive is so deep, and there's just wilder music available to us, and I wouldn't have known about it. It's hard to get into that because it doesn't initially sound so good to the ear when it's, you know, it's got fuzz and all this distortion from the years and the formats. But then if you give it a chance, it's hard to go back to mainstream stuff because it starts sounding the same. And then all this old, diverse and widespread folk music is just the best thing there is.
Diverse, I understand. You said wilder. What do you mean wilder?
Wilder melodies, wilder song structures. And, if, you know, some people are left alone to develop their own kind of dance music for hundreds of years, it forms its own shape. It does something different. So there's diverse sonically. I don't know. It's wilder because they're not imitating each other.
Yeah. Well, I want to leave you time to play us out, Joan. So first I want to thank you and then tell everybody where they can see you. Joan Shelley, thank you so much for being on our program.
Thanks for having me.
Joan Shelley performs tomorrow night at Mothlight in Asheville and Saturday at Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. And that would be part of the Hopscotch Music Festival. We have all that information, of course, at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Ormond, and Katie Barron. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wodarski is sitting in today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Joan Shelley.
Go home, you say, let's go home for a while. The sea doesn't need you or know you. And push the goods to their ports and canals, and lay your head on the shore. Go home, soldiers, go home to your lovers. Your mom needs your warmth and your smile. The fight never felt you, you knew it was wrong from the moment you held to a gun. I need you. her mountain. But stay, my great girl, no, don't leave us now. High in the branches you lay, still and silent you gaze, keep us wild, and I'll never give you away.
Joan Shelley, her latest album is Over and Even. Joan Shelley will perform tomorrow night at Mothlight in Asheville, and then she's going to be at the Hopscotch Music Festival on Saturday. You can find her at the Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. Tomorrow on The State of Things, Board of Elections makes final those decisions on early voting schedules that local boards couldn't come to agreement on. That's the state board. We'll talk to our State House correspondent and the political junkie tomorrow on The State of Things.